USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Federal government shutdown averted again. The U.S. Senate passing a stopgap funding bill to avert such a shutdown at least through mid-February. Senators voting 69-28 to approve the measure, which had been approved by the U.S. House earlier Thursday. Lawmakers had been facing a Friday midnight deadline before a government shutdown would have been triggered if there was no action taken. Alec Baldwin giving his first interview since a deadly shooting on a movie set where he pulled the trigger.
I've spoken to the sheriff's department multiple times. I don't have anything to hide, you know what I mean?
During that interview with ABC News, Baldwin was asked about how that live round made its way onto the movie set.
That's for a criminal investigation to solve. I have no idea. I take that back. I have some ideas, but that's not for me to say.
The incident left the cinematographer on the movie Rust dead and its director wounded. And this is USA Radio News.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Biden speaking yesterday at the National Institutes of Health, saying the administration has a plan on fighting COVID-19 over the winter months.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
A standoff with police in Lower Manhattan leads to a man eventually surrendering, but not before he put a shotgun up to his neck while outside the United Nations, demanding that a bunch of paperwork he had with him be delivered inside to United Nations officials. A New York police negotiator worked things out, and the man laid down his weapon once the negotiators agreed to deliver the paperwork, but as for what it was...
They didn't have any specific meaning that was related to anything related to terrorism. They were medical papers and some other documents.
And the New York First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker there says they did end up taking the man into custody and they took him to a hospital for mental evaluation. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
We're talking a lot about inflation these days. How do Americans feel about it? Well, with one gauge, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
45% of Americans in a new Gallup poll reported that recent price increases are causing their families some degree of financial hardship, with 10% describing the hardship as severe. Gallup saying lower income households are likely to be hit especially hard by the recent price increases, with 71% of households making less than $40,000 a year, saying inflation has caused hardship. This as Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes President Biden is doing more harm than good.
He's largely just shifting the blame. He's not trying to come up with answers. He's blaming oil companies or OPEC for high gas prices, for instance. Well, it's Joe Biden who shut down the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office, who refuses to authorize other pipelines needed to move petroleum products across the country.
And for the first time ever, Disney World in Orlando is apparently spreading holiday cheer by including Black Santas as part of their festivities at the resorts for the first time ever that's known of. The company hasn't put out an official statement about it, but patrons have taken to social media noting it. That began actually several weeks ago, and most of the comments have been celebrating it. One person tweeting, "Thank you for the representation." And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.